理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 19 The Truth About Tom's Dream. When Tom came home for lunch that same day, he was terribly sad, and what his aunt had to say to him didn't help him to feel any better. Tom, you're lucky I don't beat you right now.
Why, Auntie? What's wrong?
I visited Mrs. Harper today and was excited to describe your dream to her.When she wasn't amazed by the story, I asked why, and she told me that Joe had said that you'd come back here that night and listened to our conversation. How could you make me look like such a fool, Tom?
I'm sorry. I should have told you the truth.
Mary was right when she said that you always think of no one but yourself. You have so many ideas, Tom.Ideas about getting people to do things for you, about running away and about causing trouble for other people. Sometimes I can't believe that one child can have so many ideas. Why don't you ever have ideas about doing things to help others? Why are your ideas such selfish ideas, Tom?
Really, Auntie, I didn't mean to hurt anybody.I really did want to tell you that we were safe the night when I came here and heard you all talking. I wanted to make all of you happy again. It hurt to see everyone crying. But it was so nice to hear you saying such good things about me. Usually, all that anyone says are bad things about me, so I didn't want to stop you.
I find it hard to believe that you wanted to tell us.I think that you were happy to see us so sad.
I'm telling the truth, Auntie. I hated to see you that way.
Well, then you should have said something.
When I heard you mention Sunday's prayer service, I changed my mind about telling you. I thought it would be better to make everyone happy all at the same time. So I didn't leave that note for you.
Which note?
Remember, the one I told you I'd planned to give you in my dream. The one that said that we hadn't died, that we'd just become pirates.
So if that part of your story is true, did you also really kiss me before you left?
Yes, Auntie.
Why did you do that?
Because I felt so terrible for you, and I wanted to show you how much I love you.
Aunt Polly guessed that this was really true. She was so happy to hear him say these words, she asked for another kiss and then sent him back to school. Once Tom was out of the door, she searched his coat pockets and found the note that he just mentioned. After reading it, she said to herself, "He could do anything now, and I'd forgive him."